Peck, Sarah. St. Helena, California, January 11, 1909. Miss Peck, College View, Nebraska. Dear Sister Peck, I thank you very much for your excellent letter. I have commenced several letters to you. One I came across while searching for other writings, which had been laid aside unfinished that I might attend to something demanding immediate attention. You must not suppose that because you have not received letters from me that I have lost interest in you, for this is not so. I have been having a rather bad attack with my heart the past few days, and for a number of nights have slept very little. Last night I did not sleep after 11 o'clock, and after lying awake until 3, trying in vain to sleep, I concluded that it would not be best to try longer. I arose, kindled my fire, and began to write. We have had rain every day for more than a week until yesterday. Yesterday the weather was cold, but pleasant. We had a very heavy frost the night before. Today again is very cold. The nights are clear moonlight. My health is not so good as I could desire. I have had to carry many perplexities, and my heart has been heavily burdened for some time. Yet there are times of relief and success, and joy in many lines of the work. The school question has been for some time, and still is, a matter of perplexity. But now there is hope that this matter will not much longer be a heavy burden to us. If we will wait patiently a while longer, we can secure, we believe, a clear title to the land. When we are sure of the title, we can begin our preparations for schoolwork. But we cannot accept the property until we are assured of the title and know that it is without a flaw. I cannot give you here a description of this property. I have not inspected it very thoroughly yet. I was very weary on the day we visited Buena Vista and was unable to go through the entire building. But I regard this as a wonderful opening for our schoolwork, and I know that the Lord has wrought in order for us to obtain it. It is just such a place as has been presented to me we should have. We shall be very thankful when we have the title and can take possession. We should be glad, were you free from other engagements, to have you unite with us in making this school what it should be, a school after the Lord's order. How would you feel in regard to this? I will not now invite you to take hold of this work that you are so well acquainted with. But if in the future we meet with no drawbacks, it may be that you would choose to unite with the educational work at Buena Vista. This school is not to copy after the plan on which many of our schools have been conducted in the introduction of worldly customs and ideas. Physical, mental, and spiritual powers are to be combined to make this school like the schools of the prophets. The study of the Bible is to occupy a large place. Its precepts and principles are to be prayerfully and daily studied, that teachers and students may be prepared for the higher school in the heavenly courts. Both teachers and students are to strive to become true educators, following the heavenly plan that Christ carried out in his life work. All the instruction given should be based on the principles revealed in the life and teachings of Christ. This is the time to follow in every phase of our experience the plan of Christ for the inculcation of the Word of God, principles that men can carry with them into the future life. There are many studies introduced in our schools and to which are given much taxing labor that are wholly unnecessary. We have the Word of God, the teachings of Christ, by which to prepare for the higher school of the courts above. These principles we are to study and to teach. The Word of God is to be its own expositor. The very lessons that Christ taught to his disciples are the lessons which every student must bring into his life practice if he would be qualified for service here and have a full preparation for that life that measures with the life of God.
Everlasting life.
Oh, if we can comprehend this in the lessons that Christ gave to his disciples and to the crowds that daily followed him. The questions which the disciples brought to the Savior after the crowds had dispersed, and the teachings that he then explained more fully to his disciples, are essential for the multitudes today to understand and to practice. Practical godliness must be learned in this lower trial school by the students who are preparing to enter the higher school. Those who study and practice the teachings of Christ will gain an essential education in belief and practice of Bible truth. By Bible truth, by the Word of God, every student will be measured by the greatest teacher this world ever knew. Let those who attend our schools make the lessons of Christ their chief study, for he came from heaven to teach the human family the principles of the kingdom of heaven. Belief of the grand truths he presented will work a reformation in all who truly receive them, fitting them to graduate to the higher life and to meet the great examination of God, the creator of every human being and the maker of every desirable thing. The love of the truth, as it is in Jesus, means the love of all that is comprised in the truth Christ taught. The Son of God came to our world, humbling himself to take human nature, that he might give us an example of what human nature may be if we will follow the teachings of his word. He was tempted in all points as we are tempted, yet he was not overcome by sin. He is our pattern in all things. We are to express to the world his perfection of character in all our experiences. I did not intend to write all this when I took up my pen to answer your letter. I meant simply to tell you that we love you and would be pleased to see you. Now I will write no more, except to inquire how your health is. Do you feel that you need a change? Let me know how you are situated, for I feel that I have a right to know this. Let me know what your plans for the future are. I have not lost my interest in you, be sure of this. Do not interpret my silence so. I have an interest in you just as verily as I ever had,